My guest today is Sam Basu. Sam, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now I know the answer to this question, but what do you do?
Oh, I'm a developer advocate for Telerik. And I believe it was at that conference, the very first that conference here about 4 years back, where I was first on your show.
I remember that. So you were on twice, I think.
Yeah,
we did two episodes that day.
Yeah, time flies.
And it's been a while. It's been over a year since you've been on the show, so it's good to have you back.
Yeah, thank you.
What are you working on these days?
Well, lots of things on web, desktop, mobile, everything. Tooling.
You're really known for the mobile stuff.
I try to, but it's more than tooling with Microsoft and Telerik Technologies to build the next generation of apps.
Tell me about some of the cool tooling Telerik's doing in the mobile space.
Absolutely. So we obviously have tooling across all of the web frameworks, ASP.NET, lots of Windows Love. But we've also branched out to iOS and Android and a lot of the Windows mobile stuff as well.
You're building a lot of stuff on top of the Cordova engine, right?
We do some of that. That's for hybrid apps. Mm-hmm. So let's kind of maybe back up. So
we talked about that in the last show, you and me and Michael.
Yeah, exactly. Trump. So here's the problem. If you want to build a mobile app today, you are faced with a lot of choice. Lots of platforms and lots of ways of going about
Absolutely.
It. So mobile strategy becomes an important part, like how you want to make your app, because you're going to have to maintain that. And hopefully you are making it cross-platform, because it is really hard to make three different apps for three different platforms.
Yep.
I mean, native, if you can, go for it, absolutely. That's the best possible user experience, but you have to have the right skills. Mm-hmm. Maybe your team needs to have like three different sub-teams to make iOS, Windows, and Android apps.
Yep.
So if you can go native, sure, but most people can't afford to have that breadth of knowledge, so we try going cross-platform. Mm-hmm. Now, there are a couple of ways you can go cross-platform. One is the hybrid approach, which you talked about. It's where you reuse your web skills, your HTML5, JavaScript, CSS skills, and you use something like Cordova to reach into the native APIs, and you bundle up your app as a hybrid app, and you put it in the store. So there is lots of tooling to help you make apps like that. Mm-hmm. Visual Studio actually has Cordova integration in VS 2015. Mm-hmm. Telerik has a product called Telerik App Builder, which works on its own, or as well as in Visual Studio, we give you nice emulators so you can build your app and deploy to the store. One of the downsides that we keep hearing about hybrid apps is performance. And it's really not that big of a deal, because if any modern phone has a modern browser, and most users will not notice that it's not a truly native app, because it's running under a huge web view,
right?
All of these apps, hybrid apps. So if you are really picky about performance, you might want to look at native stuff. And this is where something we are doing next is really something we're excited about. It's called Native Script.
Okay.
So the goal is to help you make truly native apps that are cross-platform using JavaScript.
Okay.
Yeah. So we usually like...
So you write, as a developer, I write JavaScript.
Yes.
And rather than actually running the JavaScript in a web browser or a web control,
it is a truly native app.
It's going to compile down to binary code.
Yes. So this is where like we say it out and then we let the words sink in, because I mean this is a big deal.
Yeah.
That's actually not just JavaScript. Microsoft developers, as much as we accept that JavaScript is everywhere, we are still a little scary to write JavaScript all the time. So we actually now support TypeScript as well. So TypeScript is a little more type safe.
Absolutely.
It's easier to write than JavaScript sometimes. So you write native cross-platform apps with JavaScript or TypeScript.
Interesting.
That's the promise. So you might be wondering, like, how is this working? Yeah, this is weird. So we have actually spent like 2 years of engineering trying to get this framework going and to make it work. Here's what happens. So you write your business logic in JavaScript or TypeScript. You write your UI, and again, we're looking for the lowest common denominator between three platforms, iOS, Android, Windows Phone. You write your UI in XML, very simple XML.
Okay.
If you are a XAML developer like you and me with some Windows background, you'll actually love it because it's very XAML-ish.
Okay. So you have your own flavor of XML that you need to perform.
Well, it's actually not anything proprietary. It's just pure XML.
Okay.
Just like you would do like for a Google app or Android app. That's just pure XML.
Okay.
So the nice things about it is you get data binding, just like you do with XAML.
Okay.
Like you have an object, you bind it to a list view, and then you get two-way data binding.
Okay.
Your object changes, your UI updates, and the other way around. So that's XML. So that's your UI. That's how you build up your markup. And you're building up a visual tree inside of your phone. And then you get to style that UI using CSS.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So again, you may have a love-hate relationship with CSS, but you might actually reuse. So like if you have a website and you want to make a mobile app, you might be able to reuse some of your CSS as well.
Right. CSS is very powerful.
Yeah, it is very powerful. So you get to write your markup in XML, and then you get to style it in CSS.
Okay.
And your business logic lives in JavaScript or TypeScript. And then it's all put together in an MVVM model. And that's your code. That's what you write. And it's a single code base with a single set of tools. And we make it run cross-platform.
You say we make it run. Is that is this part of your cloud service?
Well, no. It's part of the NativeScript framework itself.
Okay. This is something you'll install, and there'll be a compiler that'll be part of that.
Yes. But the good thing is it's entirely being developed open source and free. So you don't have to pay.
It's free.
Anything.
I like that.
Yeah. It's completely free. We just want you guys to build stuff with our stuff. And some of the tooling is optional.
Right.
So here's how it actually works. When you write your code in JavaScript and you write XML for the UI, when you build, we will actually, like, let's say you have a list view that you want to display a list of grocery items that you want to buy.
Okay.
We will render that list view. You simply write a list view in XML.
Okay.
We will render that as a native list view in iOS, Android, and Windows using the corresponding native controls.
Oh, so it'll look like a native iOS.
It is a native iOS app.
Okay, yeah. Yep. That's sometimes a complaint of some of these
cross-platform tools. It is truly using the native controls on every platform because we render that at runtime.
Okay.
And then the JavaScript code that you write goes through a very thin JavaScript virtual machine.
Okay.
And that hooks into the native APIs.
Okay.
So we are invoking native APIs through JavaScript.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So that's the little magic. And it's a very, very thin layer. You don't have to ever worry about that. It's included as a part of the framework. It's going to be built and deployed at runtime so that we can call those native APIs.
Okay, so the performance advantage is that you're using this thin layer rather than hosting everything inside of a browser controller. Browser control is a bit heavy. It adds more overhead than just this thin abstraction across JavaScript
and
between native and JavaScript.
Yeah, nothing is running in a web view. It's truly native controls.
Okay,
and
the web view is the browser, basically,
inside of
an app.
Right. So the advantage of this is you get a very thin app package with the runtime and the framework pieces included, and you include your normal things like your code and your graphics, assets, and whatever else you're needing in your app.
Okay.
During runtime, you will simply reuse your JavaScript that you wrote. And again, you're not doing it. It's just the runtime that's doing it. And we will turn around and call the native APIs. For example, let's say you want your app to take a picture.
Okay, so that's something that's native to the phone.
There's a low-level
call to that camera.
Yeah, and you have access to the complete native APIs on iOS, Android, and Windows Phone. So let's say you want to take a picture and that upload to the cloud or something. So you will simply, in JavaScript or TypeScript, say var camera equals require camera module.
Okay.
A module is a little piece of code that knows how to interact with a small native API, like a camera, like an accelerometer, like a geolocation. So you say, give me a camera module, and then once you have that module, you can say camera.takePicture. You don't have to do anything else. We will know that take picture actually means different things on iOS, Android, and Windows Phone. And we'll turn around and make the native calls on each platform.
Is that going through the Cordova or PhoneGap engine?
No, there is no Cordova. This is purely the NativeScript runtime that's making the turnaround and calling native APIs.
So you've recreated some of the functionality that was in Cordova.
Yes. And this is all like built from ground up. Now, the advantage to you, the developer, is you have complete freedom as to how you develop this.
Okay.
You have a choice of IDEs. If you are comfortable with command line tooling, you can do command line to do everything. Like
real men just use a command line.
That's actually it's funny. Like that's the one thing that's actually common between OS X, Linux, and Windows. And you see like the ASP.NET stuff being so much command line now. So Visual Studio has always like shielded us developers from command line, and now you see the command line being developed first, and then when you right click on Visual Studio, you're actually invoking command line utilities. So if you're comfortable with command line, you can do everything in command line.
I see.
And you can use any editor, VS Code, Sublime, Atom, any editor to write your JavaScript.
Use Notepad.
Yeah, right. Exactly. If you want to use Visual Studio and stay in there all day, you can use Visual Studio. Again, what you're writing in Visual Studio is just CSS, XML, and JavaScript. So you will have...
Visual Studio will help you with that sort of thing.
Yeah, and Visual Studio will give you IntelliSense and all that stuff, but it's just the build is happening through the NativeScript build. Or you can actually use the browser, which is actually our product where we have Telerik platform that helps you build and deploy your apps.
Okay.
So you have flexibility in how you build your app.
Okay. And if you're building on a non-Mac and you want to deploy to an iPhone, that's always an issue. Do you have to your services to do that?
Yes, you can. So this is, again, one of the things we try selling, that you don't have to have a Mac to build iOS devices,
right,
because our cloud builds will build the exact app package that iOS and Android expect. And you can actually shoot directly to the app stores from our tooling.
Okay.
But you don't have to. You can build on your own and go on your own if you wanted to.
And you have an IDE that'll work with NativeScript as well.
And it's Visual Studio if you wanted to.
Okay.
We have our own IDE in App Builder, which is a product that we have, which multiple IDEs like Sublime, VS, and VS Code is actually great for writing TypeScript, as we know.
VS Code is basically a smaller version of Visual Studio that runs on a Mac.
The lighter version of Visual Studio that's cross-platform.
Right.
That's really great, actually. So you can write in VS Code, you can write in your browser if you want. So you have lots of choices in terms of IDE.
Very cool.
But the end result is you are writing simple JavaScript. And this is ECMAScript JavaScript, so you're not learning anything new.
Mm-hmm.
It's just pure JavaScript as you would write on a web, except now you're writing your mobile functionality in JavaScript, and we are making it run natively on mobile devices.
All right, very cool. How do people get started?
Well, you can go to nativescript.org. That's where the free stuff is.
All right.
And then if you go to...
Help me understand what is free versus...
Okay, so the entire nativescript...
I'm totally cheap. I don't want to pay a nickel for anything.
That's what
do I get for those cheap guys?
The entire nativescript framework, the whole building, deploying part of it, the bundling of it, and the invocation of the native APIs through JavaScript, that's entirely free.
Okay.
And so is the tooling, the command line tooling for you.
Okay.
Now, if you have to use Visual Studio, that comes with an extension that's not entirely free.
Okay.
It's a small subscription cost.
Okay.
And if you have to go through App Builder, that's not free either.
Okay.
That's,
a
small subscription cost. And, I mean, you can start with a free trial. But just the core part of building your app and deploying it to the device, that's entirely free.
Got it.
And you can do command line or any text editor to write that app.
Awesome.
So nativescript.org is where everything is at,
okay,
including all the documentation and how you get started.
Awesome.
So
Sam,
just another way of building mobile apps.
I agree. It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Sam, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. All right. So we're here at that conference, Summer Camp for Geeks. As geeks live their lives, we have our family to take care of, but otherwise it's technology and friends. That's what we geek on. So cheers to Dave Giard.